And here at the Vatican today, Pope Benedict XVI said that volunteerism is not just a stopgap measure in society, and that love of neighbor cannot be delegated to the state. He was speaking during a meeting with Italy's Department of Civil Protection, which organizes volunteers to work during natural disasters and other emergencies. Charles Collins has this report.
Italy's Department of Civil Protection became known around the world after the earthquake in Abruzzo last April. The volunteers with the service are credited with saving lives and helping survivors get food, shelter, and medical care.
Rivolgo il mio affettuoso saluto ai numerosi volontari, volontarie, ai rappresentanti di alcune componenti del Servizio Nazionale della Protezione Civile.
On Saturday, Pope Benedict met with thousands of the volunteers in the Paul VI Audience Hall. He said he could see how hard they had worked in Abruzzo when he visited this stricken region. He said they represented the long tradition of altruism and generosity famous among the Italian people. The Holy Father called their work a vocation and said civil protection represents the precise goal of their mission. During disasters and life-threatening emergencies, they protect people and their dignity, the core assets of civil society. The Pope also made mention of the importance of volunteering, saying the love of neighbor cannot be delegated, and that the state and political systems cannot replace it. Even in the most just society, charity will always be necessary. He pointed out there will always be suffering which cries out for consolation and help. There will always be loneliness. There will always be situations of material need where help is needed in the form of concrete love of neighbor. He said this will always require personal commitment and volunteerism. For this reason, the Pope said volunteers are not a stopgap in the social network, but people who concretely shape the face of human and Christian society. He concluded by saying anyone who freely loves and serves his neighbor lives and acts according to the gospel and takes part in the mission of the church, which always cares for the whole person and seeks to make him experience the love of God. I'm Charles Collins.